checks, there's not a lot of stuff I can look at. Turns out that can't be further from the truth. Today I want to point out one project that has a lot of really good code in it, a lot of things to look at, some interesting things, and some really good things to learn from. This particular project is the Silverlight 2 video player. It was put out by Joel Newbeck and Tim Hewer. You can find it and the source code at codeplex.com/SL2VideoPlayer. That's codeplex.com/SL2VideoPlayer. Now, the absolutely great thing about this project is that the licensing is so permissive. It uses the Microsoft Public License, and this allows you to do just about anything you want to do to the code. It's really a permissive license, and it is pretty cool that these guys have offered this great software package that we can download, analyze, and even use in our own projects. Once you've downloaded it and you start looking at it, there are a couple of things I want to point out. One of the great things about this project is that they very consciously decided to minimize the number of user controls. One of the powerful things about Silverlight is that we can break things up into user controls very, very easily. And this is something we haven't had in other technologies, and it's great, but one of the problems is it can cause some organizational issues. If you break everything out into its own user control, your project becomes very quickly difficult to manage. This project is a great example of how to minimize the use of user controls, but still use them in judicious and appropriate locations. It's also got some other interesting aspects that I'm not quite sure how I feel about them. For one thing, one of the user controls, in fact, is the media control. So the play button, the pause button, all of that's broken up and put into its own user control. So the top level, the layout root of the main canvas, actually has and contains the media element. And then there's the question of how do we wire up these controls and the media controls up to that media element sitting on the canvas. What they decided to do was to instantiate the media controls and then go ahead and allow it to subscribe to the media events. And so if you wind up with this interesting pattern, and I can see it has both some pluses and minuses. One of the pluses is that we get to have this very easy communication between the media controls and then also the media element. One of the problems that I can see with this approach, though, is just a little odd whenever you have controls and different layers in your hierarchy for your Silverlight project, subscribing upwards to events. And that could potentially lead to some problems, and it's not perhaps as pure as one could be. At the same time, it's very functional, and it's one of those solutions that perhaps is a really good trade-off. So there you go. If you're interested in looking at some Silverlight 2 code, you want to find some good ideas of how to write code, go ahead and download the video player. Again, that's at codeplex.com/SL2VideoPlayer. It's got a decent amount of code. It's not a big project, but there's enough there to keep you busy for a couple of hours, and it is time well spent. So good luck and enjoy.